All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you care that Juwan got fired, we'll talk about it. It just seemed very easy to anyone with a brain, like it wasn't working.
Yeah, I don't know where they're going to go with this, though. If they're going to go cheap, if they're going to really try to...
I don't even view it financially. What Michigan needs, the best basketball they've had that didn't involve money in birthday cakes in the last 50 years was John Beilein. What did Beilein do? Coach basketball. No sizzle, no nonsense. Find players, develop players, go. Look, the NIL thing's going to make it tricky.
No, because here's the thing. You're right. Juwan didn't have any head coaching experience. Where Beilein literally said, I'm going to take any head coaching job until I can work my way up to a Power 5 school.
Right.
So he knew situations. He knew how to coach teams.
The guy I would call is Josh Schertz, Indiana State head coach. He follows that Beilein pattern. He was a star at D2. I think he won national championships. In 2 years, he's turned Indiana State, which is a pit. You ever been to Terre Haute? Absolute pit. And he's turned them into a mid-major nobody wants to face. They play a five out. He's found players. You call somebody like that.
I got a name for you.
Let me hear it.
What about Fred Hoiberg?
Love it.
AD's leaving.
I think Hoiberg.
You're was stuck in Nebraska.
Terrible NBA coach. Really good college coach.
They don't care about hoops there. And you're actually winning right now.
If Izzo stepped down at the end of the year, I'd call Hoiberg.
Hoiberg and Chris Collins would be the first two.
I would not call Chris Collins.
I would call Chris Collins.
Oh, I know, because you like playing games in the 30s. I can't. Let's not go there.
You know what?
I know.
This is mean.
It is. It was meant to be. 2-4-8-5-3-9-9-7.
Just going. Go get that young coach. Go get Drew Valentine.
Oh, yeah, who got aced out in the A-10 quarters.
In overtime.
Bum. Let's go to Nick, 97-1. You act
like he got lost in overtime, Mike. So did a lot of people. Signed Duke in Tennessee.
Nick, how are you?
Hey, good, Mike. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
You know, I really got to go back to the Lalonde thing. I think I normally would agree with Kenny on giving him another couple of games, but I feel like I'm watching the same thing we watched last year where they were in the playoffs for all of 3 seconds and right after that, most critical part of the season, it's the downfall again.
Yeah, and the effort isn't there. So is that where you're leaning? He takes most of the blame? We should talk about maybe a desperate move to get him out?
Yeah, I feel like going back to the Stevie Y thing, like I'm too young to really go back and understand all the praise for it. Like obviously he was the captain for so many years, but I don't really remember that. And it kind of goes back to like a larger problem I see with the GMs of the city where it seems like none of them want to take accountability. The only one that has any room to stand on is really Holmes. And I feel like the Lions were a year ahead last year. So I feel like if they take a step back this year, then I feel like things have got to turn around for Holmes as well. It's just frustrating. It just seems like it's every team in this city has the same issue.
Yeah, and look, if they can get hot again, and, you know, this topic seems silly in 7 to 10 days, but in the here and now, last night's one of the first times you've been able to get to a third period and watch it, and they were empty. They just had nothing. And they're not even close in these games. And look, I understand Florida beat you 4-0. I can't be mad. But some of these other games, Nick, I'm with you. I think Lalonde's comment, which I'll play for the people here momentarily. Yeah, Kenny, go ahead.
So this team is basically, we've seen this team this year go through the ups and downs. They were streaky, and then they would lose a bunch of games, and then they got hot again, red hot, and then they'd lose some more. And when they went down and lost, it didn't feel like, man, this is the end of the world. It just felt like it's a slump. They'll get out of it, but it's a slump. This feels a lot different than the other two or three times this team has gone down because there's a distinct lack of effort. That it didn't feel that way the other times, which is what concerns me the most.
Here's the Lalonde comment from last night that I don't care what sport you like. You can't say this in a 7-game losing streak.
No one had us in the playoffs. We were an 8% chance to be in the playoffs. Someone would have told us with 17 games left, we'd be tied point-wise in the last playoff spot. Of course, we have taken it. And we've earned that with some really good stretches in our season. But there's been some moments in our season where it slid, and we're in one of those moments now, and we got to get it back.
Yikes. The old, well, if I told you we'd be here. No, because that lacks any context. You've lost 7 in a row by getting bodied on a nightly basis. You can't say that. And Iserman's the ultimate competitor. You can't say that.
Mm-hmm. That's a frustrated coach. He has no answers.
If you would have told Lions fans that they were going to be a half away from the Super Bowl, does that loss hurt any less? No. It hurts the same amount because it sucked.
Very well said. Let's go to Sean, 97.1. Sean, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
You know, I got a couple things for you. First off, can we stop calling him Newsy? Trevor on Bally, man, that I don't know why that bothers me, but Newsy Lalonde, Newsy. Anyways, you know, Mike, I agree with you 100%. You know, I've been saying this since December. This guy can't motivate a kindergarten class. He, you know, he's always like, we're playing above expectation. We don't belong here, blah, blah, blah. Everything that he says, you know, this last interview is just icing on the cake. He's got to go. And then, you know, he keeps running out Sherratt and Petrie every night. Those guys, you know, -2, -3. I think they were on ice. They were on the ice for all four, including the disallowed fifth goal the other night. They got to start doing something.
If they miss the playoffs, how does it change your view of Stevie in the Iser plan?
You know, I have been a big supporter of the Iser plan up until recently. My friends will tell you the exact same thing because they haven't been. You got to change up something. I mean, Iserman, he keeps going off the board with these drafts. He's drafting these two-way guys. It's great and all, but we got to get somebody who can put the puck in the net around here. Somebody who can, put some points up on the board. I know Larkin's a point per game player, but you know, we're missing that McKinnon. We're missing. I know we've had bad draft luck and everything, but you know, who's that guy from, that scored a couple goals on us the other night that was drafted last year? He's 18 years old. You know, it's like these guys, these other teams are bringing their players up. You know, they're playing well, and we just leave them to rot in Grand Rapids. I mean.
Yeah, or they're not good enough. Or here's the other thing, and this is where it was a hard summer because people got mad at me, and I'm like, you're right. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know everything about JT Compher. The bottom line is when you sign a bunch of those guys, you're taking up roster spots. And those guys still are, they're solid NHL pros. They are. But you can't win anything of substance with a team of those guys. And there's just not enough special here. I mean, thank God he got DeBrincat and Patrick Kane rose from the dead. What? Otherwise, how much special is here? Yeah, there's not.
You need a superstar. You're not going to win with role players. You're not going to win with, you know, depth, that type of thing. You need somebody to lead this team, especially right now, out of this 7-game funk and say, we got to start winning again. It's not over for us, but I don't know if you have that person on the roster.
Well, we need someone that can absolutely score goals. Everyone went crazy over DeBrincat earlier in the year, and he's been wonderful for us, but he only has 23 goals on the season.
Right.
He's got 40.
Right, well, and again, I'm not going to argue it. I didn't bring him here to end the season with 29.
Correct.
Goals. I brought him here to be a 40-goal scorer. I understand it, and I'll tell you, needs to be better. And if he catches fire in the last 17 games, no one's going to complain if DeBrincat's first season ends with 34 goals. But there's a long way to go to get there. But you need multiples of that guy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And it's fine to have him, but if Yzerman realizes he can't be the guy to do it, then go find me that guy.
But there, see, here's my issue, and you see it with a lot of GMs in sports, but in this town, seemingly, they're averse to dealing prospects and picks. Not Brad Holmes. Holmes just dealt the third to get a player he believes in. Yzerman won't do it. And I get scolded anytime I've brought it up. You don't know. Let Steve cook. What do you think you know more than he? It's the Yzer plant. All right, fine. Fill up your bathtub with those talking points. What I'm saying to you is there's a cost to not doing things. And it's that, okay, the deadline, the timing was unfortunate. But guys, they lost twice to Arizona in a matter of a week. You know, what player was at the deadline? I don't know. But last summer, I'll bet you there was more they could do. And they didn't do it. I don't know what the answer is, but I do agree with people like Kenny and our callers. You can't run out the same lineup every night.
And that's just
night.
It, because they didn't make the big splash in the offseason. You thought, okay, well, maybe the young guys will be ready. You could bring them up from Grand Rapids. We'll finally get to see them. You're not getting that either. You're just really, I don't know what you're getting. And I don't think your coach knows what he's getting, because that comment just sounded as if he's frustrated and he's saying, guys, you should just be happy we're in the spot that we're in right now. Seriously. None of you thought we were even going to be here. So, you know, let's look at the glasses half full instead of realizing, well, you've just lost seven in a row, especially two to Arizona, team that you shouldn't have lost to either time. They beat you 8-1.
You know what that tells me is he had that comment locked and loaded in his brain at the very beginning of the season. So if things went downhill, he could always just say, well, we didn't expect to be here, so that's that.
That's loser talk.
Exactly.
That's loser talk. And I'll apply it to any of my teams if you want to come at me like, oh, how can you say that? Go ahead. Have the Celts lose seven in a row and have Joe Mazzulla come out and go, well, you know, nobody expected us to win 60 this year. You were 54-14. Don't say that.
I don't know if he had it since the beginning of the season, but I think, Kenny, it's something that since the seven-game losing streak, that's where he's been.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rico, Minnesota, we've wondered, what the hell are you doing? All their money's been on defense. Yeah, they grabbed Aaron Jones, but okay. No quarterback. They're sitting at pick 11. Broncos are at 12. Today they made a deal with the Houston Texans to go out and get pick 23 in the draft, giving up a 2 and then a 2 next year and a 6.
Right.
And now it's everywhere. It's like the worst kept secret in the world. And you know what the article has a picture of? J.J. McCarthy. We talked about how J.J. is rising up the ladder to the point that if the Giants took him at 6, do I think it would work? No. Would I do it? Absolutely. We don't have a quarterback. The Vikings are going to trade pick 11 and pick 23. And by the draft chart, That's enough for them to move inside the top three if they wanted without giving up a first next year. So the reason I say it is the NFC North is going to be potentially terrifying because the Lions are a heavyweight. I think the Packers are a heavyweight.
Wait, but they can move into the top three. That means Drake May's still on the table.
But apparently they love JJ.
Oh.
My point is this. Whether you're a Michigan fan, it's intriguing. He could be in the division. And they know they have to move up because the Broncos will. Sean Payton wants JJ at 12. Think about what this could be next year. It could be Jared Goff, Jordan Love, Caleb Williams, and J.J. McCarthy. In a division that will feature a Bears team loaded to the gills with money and picks, and allegedly, I know you and I are very similar. I like Caleb. I don't get the generational talent thing.
Imagine if you took all that talent and like put Justin Fields at quarterback.
Yeah. But if you're a Lions fan, I think the foreshadowing on this is you're going to be, maybe you're the best team in the division next few years. Maybe not. No one knows. This could be the best division in football. This is shaping up a lot like the NFC North did, or the AFC North did a few years ago. Ravens got Lamar and what we thought the Browns were doing with Deshaun, that the Steelers drafted a guy, the Bengals got Burrow. That division's a nightmare every year. I think that's what the North is shaping up to be. So the Vikings are on the move. They're
shaping
getting a quarterback.
Yeah, but I'm still the rookie.
Basically, I'm telling you, yeah. You ain't going to see Sam Darnold twice next year.
Right. Well, rookie quarterback, still.
Dead person or rookie QB? What would you rather have?
Sam Darnold's pretty
you
good.
Stop it. Right.
Did you see him in that Rams game in week 8? He was auditioning. You
damn well know better. Come on. David, a few ticket texts. We'll get to the callers.
Firing Lalonde is a legit question, but it's Eisenman's fault for this roster that has no flexibility at center, on the defense, or in the net. It is on Stevie.
Kenny, how much do you put into that? That on one hand, he signed the depth. You know, we're getting the Andrew Copps of the world. We're getting the JT Compers of the world. And on the flip side, there's not a lot of flexibility. We have these guys. They're signed. And clearly the guys at Grand Rapids aren't better, right?
Right. Well, for the most part. But oftentimes teams that are on the playoff bubble, like the Red Wings are, oftentimes teams built like the Red Wings are, who you think probably are a playoff team, but it's only probably, right? So they often lack flexibility. That's what happens with most teams in our position. This is not a unique to the Red Wings.
So how do we situation. Fix it?
Well, this offseason is going to fix a lot of it. But for this year, I pray that Edvinson gets healthy so we can call him up. Because that's my quick fix. Unless you want to fire Derek Lalonde, which,
no,
again,
I offered it. Kenny, the radio host in me heard the comment, it's easy to say on the air, I'd fire him. I can't say from an X's and O's standpoint whether that's the right move. I know the way the team looks from an effort standpoint, a lack of grit, a lack of fight. They're just not there. I put that on the coach, and I asked you, how many playoff teams have fired their coach in season?
Yeah.
This year.
It's like six or seven. Yeah.
Six. Who the hell's this guy?
It seems like the Red Wings only play well in transition and in the offensive zone, because it feels like when they're in their own zone, they get hemmed in very quickly. There's no effort to get to the loose puck. There's no effort to cover the open man. It gets very, very ugly very
quickly.
All right,
then the bottom line is this. If they're not as good as the 5-game win streak or the 16-4-2 run they had, and they're not as bad as the 7, you know what they really are? They're mediocre. And in year 5 of the Iser plan, where people have been willing to lay down on train tracks to defend it, I don't think that's good enough. You know, look, David's not going to be mistaken for Ray Ferraro anytime soon, but David makes a good point. You know, when you break this down and you need someone to score, who do they have that's a true high-level goal scorer besides DeBrincat?
They have Dylan Larkin, who they don't have right now.
Right, but that my point is you have two.
Yeah.
Two people.
Patrick Kane could eventually get back there. But right. That's yet to be seen.
Why are you selling Comfort short, man?
Let me give you this text, Kenny. It comes up a lot.
Okay.
The problem,
a big one.
The problem.
I wanted to lighten the mood. I'm sorry.
The problem is Larkin. The whole organization thinks he's this guy, and he's really not special. The problem is he's not going to be that guy. He should not be the rock that you build your team around. Eisenman needs to dump him, put the C on Kane.
You've upset all, Kenny now.
We don't know if Kane is sticking around. He's not here long term, so that's a dumb idea. Second of all, I'm not saying this losing streak is caused by Larkin not being here, but man, this team looks a hell of a lot different when he's not on the ice. So stop it. He's their emotional leader. He's the emotional rock in that locker room. And if you can't tell by looking at this team on the ice, I don't know what hockey you're watching.
I actually think it's more indicative of us undervaluing Larkin, not over.
I agree with that, too.
He doesn't have to be Connor McDavid to be real damn important. And maybe, myself included, maybe I've sold him short. Because the minute he got hurt, man, the wheels are off the wagon.
Yeah.
Now, I still blame the coach, but
maybe he was the glue that, and it's all falling apart.
I blame Kenny. Let's go to Ricardo. I just want to blame everybody. I thought we were going to have playoff hockey, which is always a ton of fun. Thanks for nothing.
You want to take my deal now?
Why don't you take your deal? Why don't you roll it up nice and tight and pound it? Ricardo, how are you? Ricardo? Nope. We'll go to Doug, 97.1. Doug, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I think to me that the streaks that we have had through this year pretty much masked what we really are, because at the beginning of the season, I think pretty much every Red Wings fan said this has to be a playoff year, right? So I think that the streaks masked what we are, which is what you were kind of just referring to, a little above 500. And you think about like us coming from behind as many times as we did in the third period, that masked a lot of things. You have regression to the mean. Eventually, you're not going to win those games. And I think that's what's kind of happening. But I think all parties are culpable. I think it's Derek Lalonde. I think it's Yzerman. And I think it's the players. And to me, the coach is culpable because during this losing streak, I think, I might be wrong in this, but only one game we scored first. And then we ended up getting just blitzed by the Avalanche, right? But that's a huge problem. That's a coaching thing. But also, the players have to be ready to go, too.
Yeah.
Like, these are professional athletes, right? This isn't a whole bunch of rookie guys that we can say, well, you know, they're still figuring out the league. You know, and that comes to the Yzerman part where he's culpable and the roster construction. Why we're signing Hole from the Leafs? I mean, the Leafs have notoriously had a bad defense, and we're picking up a guy that they didn't want. What are we doing? Right.
See, and so, that's what puzzled me last summer is people ran to defend all of these depth signings. And you're like, I understand it, but none of this moves us forward. Yes, you can say, hey, we have solid NHL pros. But then to your point, Doug, why are we in a 7-game losing streak when these same solid pros are being unprofessional and the effort is zero?
Yes, and Petrie, like, I get the Petrie signing from maybe an offensive standpoint, but defensively, he shouldn't be out there, right? Like, I don't know what they're doing with that. Maybe they wanted to pair him with a younger guy to help on the power play. What? I don't know. But that's where I'm looking at this, and I also think I don't know how many shutouts we've had. So we knew the defense was bad. I just didn't think it was this bad. Because Lyon has looked, you know, bad this streak. So has Reimer and Husso. But I think probably we have maybe 5-6 shutouts this year. So we're not a very good defensive team.
No, you're right? Awful. Like, and I got to be honest, I don't care who you put in the net. You could dig up the body of Felix Potvin. I don't think it would matter. These goalies are exposed to just not only quantity but quality. I it's awful.
Can I throw out a Vincent Riendo? Can I throw out that name?
Yes. Nikolai Habibulin? Yes.
Nikolai Habibulin.
That was another good one. But I think that eventually this is going to be, I mean, right where we're at is probably where, again, not to be a Lalonde apologist, but at the beginning of the season, this is kind of where we thought we were. I just think we got spoiled by winning so much, and now we're losing so much. And if we weren't back and forth every other night and being competitive, this is about where we thought we were if we were being honest. But they have to make the playoffs. They have to.
Yeah, and that's where I arrive at is I can't do any more of turning Stevie into a god. This summer, need a big summer. You need to know, not think, know this team is exponentially better. Because I just don't understand it. If we go into year six and I can't demand playoffs and a playoff series win, then why do we hire this guy? Like, give me a break with the whole, you know, he's building the farm system for continued success.
Year six was, you were supposed to be putting together a Stanley Cup winning team, not just making the playoffs.
Kenny, do you agree with that statement?
Yes.
Okay. As long as you got his blessing, you say whatever you like. Tremendous.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hold on a second. Get some caffeine. Let's make it happen. I need some caffeine. We've been bombing the wings for 3 hours. You know, I got to get a little gasoline. Go ahead. What do you got?
All right. Here we go. Brand new audio heard this week on this station. Let's play the game number one.
Two. The question is two.
Yeah, this does have a number in it. Two numbers. Here we go. It's a 3-year deal for a guy who is what, 31 years old? He's a good offensive lineman. He's even better because of the versatility.
We're talking Graham Glasgow?
Yes.
I like the signing. I wanted him back. I've mentioned he's versatile, but I don't think I ever invoked his age.
No.
So I don't think it's me. David?
It's got to be John. Offensive line talk. He loved the signing, I believe, as well. Yeah.
Kenny.
It's got a little extra schmarmajon on it. I'm going to say Costa.
You think it's Jim?
I do.
Roberto, could I hear it one more time?
It's a 3-year deal for a guy who is what, 31 years old? He's a good offensive lineman. He's even better because of the versatility.
I'm going to go Gator.
Oh, come on. We're all over the board now.
I'm going to go Gator just for that what? Like, he says something like, what? You know, I think it's Gator. And David's agreeing with me.
I think I am now. Once you said that what, I think I'm with Gator now, yeah.
You're saying Costa. You two are saying Gator. All right. I'll lay on the grenade. Give me Jansen. Roberto, who said it?
Who said it?
It's a 3-year deal for a guy who's 31 years old. Mm-hmm. He's a good offensive lineman.
All right, thank you.
Better
that's enough. Thank you.
I can't even get through the whole
thing. Let's go to number two. Damn it. Nice job, Rico.
Okay, this is an interesting one.
I hate this game.
This week, somebody actually said this to another person on the air. Somebody called somebody this on the air this week.
All right.
Now, I would like to ask Rico and Mike, if I were to say this to you guys, what you would do to me, okay?
Okay.
Somebody said this to somebody this week. Oh, here comes the whiny bitch.
Ooh.
Whoa!
I like it. I mean, at least it shows somebody was trying. Here comes the whiny
bitch. I have to
bitch.
Jank myself.
How do you do that a lot?
When are you coming back?
David, I'm sitting right next to you. Please.
For the people who don't know, that means Evan Jenkins rule. It means you've heard the audio and you are not allowed to guess.
Who would think that they could get away with saying this
John,
to another?
Yeah. That's John, exactly where I was going. Jim won't stand up to him.
You know what? That's what I was thinking, John.
And poor Jim is like a little ventriloquist dummy. So what's he going to do about it?
But like I asked, if that was said to either of you, what would happen?
I mean, we're in an office setting. I'd probably just tell you to go F yourself and move along with my day.
It would be context, like, you know, how right,
or,
he said,
or were you kidding? And then we're all like, ha, ha, ha. I don't know. I initially think Jansen, because he has stepped up a couple times this week and put a bullet in Jim.
I think so as well.
I'll go John. Kenny nodding yes.
He's the only one that could get away with doing that.
I think he probably either has something to say about the Lions.
Now, could you imagine if this was Doug? I'll leave the studio.
Oh, man.
Like, if Mr. Respectful dropped that bomb on Gator, I'd have to leave the studio.
Or if Kang did it to either one of them.
Oh, my God.
Ha-ha.
Jansen.
Get the pretzel bin. All right. Who said it?
Get the pretzel bin, you whiny bitch. All right. Who was it? Who said it?
I don't think babies should
be. Here comes the whiny bitch.
At the bar.
Oh. Yes. Yes.
I don't think babies should
be. Here comes the whiny bitch.
At the bar.
Oh, jeez. Is that necessary?
Kind of.
Wait. Babies at the bar?
Yeah, bringing your baby to the bar was the subject, I guess.
Who brings their baby to the bar?
Alcoholics.
Okay.
Jesus.
Just go to the next one, please.
Here we go.
We expect them to come back with much of the same players as last year, but a whole bunch of guys that could be measurably better.
God, that word measurably bothers me. That sounds so Costa-esque. The word measurably just reeks of smarm.
Has Wojo worked in the last week?
No, he hasn't worked since 2009.
Sorry, that was a stupid. That's on me. That was a dumb question.
When's the last time you saw Bob Wojnarowski? When?
To work.
When? It was 2023. I don't know where Bob is. He's like the Prince hologram.
Maybe pre-pandemic, possibly? I don't know.
Right. Hey! I can't wait for his right. It was the right move column on Juwan. 2 days ago, it was complicated on his job status. It was the right move. Measurably, I'm going Costa because it sounds like a word a Richard would use.
Measurably, I'm going Doug Karsh.
Ooh, good one.
See, Rico, my head was where yours was at. That does sound like, I think it's between one of your two answers, but I'm going to say Doug.
It's like smarm and smarm light under respectful pretense.
No, it's not smarm with Doug. It's more of a, let me instruct you.
Measurably. Yeah. David.
I think I don't know. Between Costa and Doug, I'm going to go Costa.
Roberto, who said it?
Who is right? Who said it?
We expect them to come back with much of the same players.
Oh, I want to slam
whole
something.
Bunch of guys that
God,
could be
bless
measurably better.
Just turn it off.
I'm like Zach Edey in the paint.
You are.
Measurably better.
Stop it. It annoys me. Like the way he really gets into it and emphasizes that M.
Measurably better.
Ah! One more time.
You wanna
yeah.
Measurably better. Measurably better. Measurably better.
Stop. Nightmare fuel. All right. Now listen, we got to keep it timely here.
Right.
We
gotta
talk.
I'm 3 for 3. I'm good.
You had an unbelievable week. We got March Madness to get into. More of your wings calls. We got some football to talk about next as well.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.